podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Rusyan Kabela. He is Corporate Relations Director at the UCT Investment Society. Rusyan, I appreciate the time. You reached out to me on LinkedIn a little while ago. You said that your first quarter report to end of April would be out soon. I have to say, in my day, investment societies were a couple of students and maybe a page or two of notes. This was a plus 100-page PDF document, and as good as I've seen, talk to me a bit about the society. How many members have you got? What is your sort of day-to-day action there?
Thank you so much for having me on, Simon. So just to briefly speak about the Investment Society, we are a professional development society, which is obviously geared towards the investment space. Mm-hmm. In regards to our membership, we have roughly 1,476 members. So this is a 24%. This is a 24% growth from the previous year, and this essentially makes us the largest investment society and student executive in South Africa. And you know, we like to also think that on the largest scale in the continent.
Certainly to South Africa, probably certainly to the continent. How did you get? 24% is massive growth. What have you done over the last year to get a sudden influx of members?
Yes, definitely. I think considering the growth, we were anticipating a year-on-year growth, maybe putting us in the 1,300 range. Mm-hmm. But I think given our acquisition strategy, we're quite aggressive in advertising the society and displaying it around the campus. And this is obviously getting in contact with various lecturers and student departments. That's also kind of encouraged students to get involved and join the society.
And I mean, the one thing what I do notice is you have different departments, different sort of divisions headed up by different members. And that perhaps is also equally important because, you know, you could go and be, you've got alternative investments. You've got the young women's professional part of it. There's a lot of different themes within the broader structure.
Yes, because the reason for that is we recognize that within the university landscape, there's obviously students from various different disciplines, various different interests. So it's not only limited to investments, even though that's the overarching theme for all of the portfolios. So as you mentioned, we do have young women's professionals as well as a social impact portfolio and a professional development portfolio, which is obviously geared towards preparing students for the workplace. But notably, our largest portfolio is actually our trading club, which year on year has over 100 applications, and it's quite competitive considering that there's only 36 seats available in the training club.
And then, a student comes in and potentially in a first or second year, you would spend a couple of years. This isn't you're in for a year and you're out. You could stay as long as you're at UCT.
Yeah, so in my case, for example, I joined the society in my first year as an analyst in the trading club, and then I made a progression throughout the years until I reached, obviously, the corporate relations director role now in my senior year.
The point being is, many of the members of the society, I imagine, are looking to go into the broader investment field one way or another. Some might just be looking to go into accounting, maybe banking. But I imagine some are just actually doing this out of interest and kind of going to use this as personal development, perhaps.
Yes, definitely. And just to touch back on the trading club, what we've seen is that it's got a variety of different academic disciplines. So this ranges from your students in the commerce space, as well as engineering students and students in the science space, where many students are interested in the concept of investing and want to somewhat get an experience. So the trading club obviously trades with simulated cash, so it offers that opportunity for students to learn. And obviously the portfolio manager in that case would obviously be more senior students who have a bit more investing experience, but even them themselves are eager to continue learning and understand portfolio construction.
And is it all simulated cash? This is more learning than it is about creating wealth.
Yeah, so currently it's all simulated cash, but a long-term ambition of the trading club has always been to eventually trade with real capital, and this is in line with international standards. Unfortunately, we've had the opportunity to interact with the international universities. This would be Oxford Alpha Fund, who have their own student-managed investment fund, as well as the Queen's University in Belfast, and we've kind of understood their structure. And currently we're in discussions with the university now to introduce the concept of a student-managed fund trading with real capital.
Okay, that would be absolutely epic. And how's it been? I said this was the quarter to end of April. I have lived my life through many different quarters in the trading world. This was quite a wild quarter. How did you and your colleagues find it?
Yeah, obviously, considering given the geopolitical climate currently, It's been a challenge for the portfolio managers, but I think considering that it's a simulated case, I think more than anything, it's been a brilliant learning experience. Actually, considering last night we had the opportunity to go and do somewhat of a pitch day at the 91 offices to a few of their their portfolio managers, and that was a brilliant learning experience for the portfolio managers. Obviously, they were given criticism, obviously, in the case that, or constructive criticism as to various, just in regards to portfolio construction, stock pitches, and so forth.
And I mean, I suppose, I mean, as you're talking about this, as I'm thinking about it, one of the biggest challenges must actually be juggling the involvement with the investment society, your academic work, which of course you've got to be doing at the same time, and then you're at university, so a social life as well. It must take a ton of hours.
Yes, definitely. But as you had mentioned before, we like to consider the investment society almost as a self-selecting model, in the sense that the students who do join it are students who want to be involved, really. Giving up the time isn't that much of a sacrifice, because this is what they'd be interested in doing in their own free time.
Yeah, and I mean, hey, from my experience, I mean, markets, if you're interested in markets, you've got a passion for it, it actually is the fun part. It's not the exams and the lectures. The markets are the fun part. We'll leave it there. That's Lucien Kobela. He's a Corporate Relations Director, UCT Investment Society. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.